workers have been stuck for more than 2 weeks and have been getting food, water and oxygen through a pipe. They are expected to be pulled out one by one. Our India reporter Neville Lazarus is in New Delhi. Apologies, I can't bring you that audio. Currently, a pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas has been extended into a fifth day as the two sides agree to continue their truce. More Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners are due to be released later. A man has admitted killing two students and a school caretaker in Nottingham earlier this year. The 32-year-old also pleaded guilty to the attempted murder of three more people during an attack in June. The first passenger long-haul flight powered entirely by sustainable fuels such as cooking oil and plant-based products has taken off from Heathrow. It's now on its way to New York. The former chair of collapsed chain Wilko has said sorry to the thousands of people who lost their jobs. Lisa Wilkinson made the comments as she was speaking to MPs on the Business and Trade Committee. More than 12,000 people were left unemployed after the business went into administration. Ms. Wilkinson also claims the impact of the mini budget under former Prime Minister Liz Truss was one of the reasons Wilko went under. Weather warnings for snow and ice have been issued for northeastern parts of the UK by the Met Office. They'll come into force this evening. Some parts are being told to brace for potentially hazardous conditions. And that top story again. 41 men trapped in a tunnel in India are just hours from being freed. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Beautiful sunshine coming through the window at the moment. Lovely blue skies, 6 degrees going down to minus one overnight, but a lovely clear and sunny day. Tomorrow, 4 degrees, a lot of sunshine up until about 1 o'clock. Then it'll cloud over, but still a pleasant day. And Thursday, on and off, you might get a little bit of rain, about a 30% chance, but still a lot of sunshine. And then on Friday, sunshine and cloud, and it will be about 3 degrees. The temperatures are dropping down, and we've still got that sunshine right the way through to the weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. We'll have a track from We Are All Fossils, When I Find You. They were in the studio with me last week and had an amazing gig at Hotbox on Saturday night. So if you want to find out more, go and check them out online because they are amazing. In fact, I might start the show off with the track, but they did an amazing, Jacob did an amazing performance in the studio. It's on our website, all the www.phoenixofm.com, and you'll find loads of interviews there that we've done on the show, on this show, and also across the shows as well. It's always full of content, so there's always stuff you can listen to. So here we are. This is We Are All Fossils featuring Tasha Robertson, When I Find You.
I ran to the coast, I ran to the woods, I ran as fast as I possibly could. Oh, I climbed the highest mountain, I went to the valley below. Take you home when I find.
should have known I love you. Though I'll never say it too much. Maybe you didn't get me. Maybe I'll never know what I done. Now I'm lost in the distance. You look at me like a stranger. Cause how it looks right now to me is you were scared of the danger. Show me love.
Yeah, it's true, you know, we're not perfect. There's a fire inside of me. It means I'll fight for the things that are worth it. If it makes me feel complete. Cause I'm hitting rocks and I'm taking shots. I'm prepared to lose everything I've got.
Now I'm lost in the distance. You look at me like a stranger. Cause how it looks right now to me, nothing can save us.
Something
beautiful and classy track. Biba Doobie and Laffy with A Night to Remember. It's really nice, actually. It's nice to have that style of music on the show. On the show. What's coming up for the rest of the day here at Phoenix FM? Phoenix FM. Right, after me, we've got Scott Ross. He'll be trundling into the studio. I won't make him climb up on the desk again today, but he'll be in the studio, and we'll be finding out what's on his show in a little while. Keith Rogers, who's looking after my show on Friday as well, is in today, looking after the show for Joe. You can expect a great show there. Then Ben Simmons at 6 o'clock with a show that goes something like this. Unpredictable show, crazy themes, awesome music, and loads of interactivity. 8 p.m. Sin City, New Wave and Electronica with the one and only Rob Harvey. And then back tomorrow morning will be the one and only Mikey Porter with The Breakfast Show. That's all coming up and happening on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up soon, we've got a little bit of David Essex and Lady Gaga. What a combination. Have they done a duet? Who knew?
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Going out to Alison. A star is David Essex. She really enjoyed the Beba Doobie track. That's good, isn't it? She said, why can't you play more like that? I'm sorry. God, they're nice. Play more like that, how dare you. Wow. I'm just reading the message there. Sorry, I can't share that with you. Anyway, but she did enjoy that. You had all these signed albums. I won't say about the rest of that message. Thank you very much. My friend Alison has a bit of a thing for David Essex. But if I read you the final part of that text message, I would be taken off air immediately by Ofcom. Thank you very much. Now, just to frighten him ever so slightly, yesterday I made Scott Ross climb up on the table to very health and safety conscious to put a lone Christmas decoration up. And then today I've greeted you at the front door.
You did. You leapt out at me. Let me jump.
That's about as much.
Trying to give me a heart failure.
That's about as much, energy that I've got in me. I limped from my car this morning as I was walking along, and I'm getting really angry with myself because my back hurts quite a bit. I know there's people out there in dreadful, awful pain, but my mum used to say to me, oh, you don't understand when you've got backache or your leg hurts, you don't. I say, oh, shut up moaning. But I understand now, mum.
I hope you understand how you almost gave me heart failure.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm terrible because I saw Scott Ross outside and I just nipped to the kitchen. I thought, I'm going to hide behind the door. And then I came out and went, ha! And I came out a bit like Kato from the Pink Panther films, which I used to love, actually, as a kid. I used to love those films. And you didn't fall over backwards down the step, which was the intended.
Which is what you were hoping I would do.
I was actually going to watch the Pink Panther the other day, but instead I started watching Laurel and Hardy, which is still makes me crack up. Doesn't matter how many times I see the film, still make me laugh.
Good stuff.
Good. So, yeah, I'll sort of try and leap out at you next week as well.
Why not?
Now, I didn't bring in the lights.
Second time.
Remember I said to you about putting up the lights today? Well, you'll be pleased to know I'm going to save that for Bob. For tomorrow,
right.
So Bob can stand on the chairs that are not meant to be stood on, and try and put the lights up for me. I'm going to put lights around here so this you can turn them on. They're sort of sparkling.
So it'll be a bit of light relief for him.
Yes. Well, there we go.
Thank you.
That's part of your stand-up routine and the reason why you're no longer on stage. Now, do you like Lady Gaga?
I do.
Why?
She's got a good voice.
Great. Show what it is.
Passing by like stars in the night. Even though we're growing old, everything that I've been told, my inner child is screaming out, and deep down somewhere inside. Rewind, neon lights and purple skies. Go back to the start. Chasing all these memories in paradise, just you and me. I take your hand, look in your eyes, and hold you close just one more time. I've been holding on to something. Time moves slow, nights were long, days were golden. I've been holding on to something.
chat here. That was the 1975. If you're too shy, let me know. We were talking about TV shows, weren't we?
We were.
About right. death and all sorts of wonderful things. Just to get you in the mood for Scott Ross's show after I tried to frighten him to death by leaping out him.
But you've also put this thing out about your dreams.
Yeah.
And I answered that. And
Oh, yes, I did a question of the day, but nobody cares anymore about my question of the day. I was going to say, what was the worst dream you have ever had? I'm going to play a little bit of music. Here we go. Because we'll get one answer, and it is from Scott Ross. Scott Ross said, I once dreamt of an airliner on fire over the Thames estuary, crashing on the houses as it tried to return to Southend Airport. Huge cloud of dust and smoke and the sound of bricks breaking and dogs barking. No sirens. It was so real. It was terrifying.
It was, absolutely. I literally, I woke up and thought it had happened. And, even today, putting that note out to you, I could relive it, and it was really odd. There was no explosion. It was just the crunching of masonry. Oof. And dogs barking. And I suspect it all stemmed because a little while before I'd had this dream, there was this appalling air crash near Heathrow Airport, where this plane suddenly fell backwards clean out of the sky. And narrowly missed a town, was it?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was quite a... And that so I think it was that sparked it.
Well, you're the only person to answer my question of the day because nobody else cares anymore. So thanks a lot, listeners, for being involved. I used to get loads of answers, and then I stopped doing the question of the day, and I started it again. It's like, oh, some days, and it depends on the question.
Yes,
because some days I put down the most stupid, and people just go, oh, I must reply to that.
Well, there you are.
And yet you put out, you've got a song out, nobody cares. Don't want to sound miserable. I know there's loads of musicians out there listening going, you're right, Michelle, you're right, exactly. Or you've got a new business you're trying to launch, nobody cares. but if you said your dog's been dead for 5 years, oh, well, you can't get enough love, can you? Can't get enough pictures.
Well, there you are.
There you are.
What can I say?
I don't know. You haven't got a dog?
No. I have a cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's alive, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's now learnt to do another thing to frighten us. It comes and bangs its head against the front door if it wants to be let in. Can't be bothered to go round to the cat flat. No, I'll bang my head on the door and I'll make them come.
How old is that cat?
I think it's probably about 7 or 8.
All right. Okay. Is it a girl or boy cat?
Girl.
What's it called?
Thistle.
Oh, why is it called Thistle?
I don't know. We were just trying to find a name, and I think I believe that my wife had read a book in which there is a cat called Thistle. But whether it was from that we got it, I don't know.
Oh, it's very Christmassy. Have you got the Christmas decorations up yet, or they don't go up till the 1st December?
Certainly not going up.
Oh
yet.
Dear! Oh dear!
No. Humbug! Bah! Humbug!
Well, they're up in the studio because I thought it would make a difference, but nobody cares. Again, nobody cares. That's my favourite saying today.
Well,
nobody cares.
Yeah, we don't even care if I crashed through the table putting it up.
I swear to you, if you'd have been health and safety, there was no health and safety yesterday. You standing on the wobbly chair, then onto the table, if it had collapsed, I would have been laughing still today, even if you'd have gone off in an ambulance.
Well, I can tell you this, we had no health and safety when I was at school, and one of the things that I had to do, because I was classified as an electrician, that meant...
You were what? You were classified at school as being an electrician?
Yeah, I had to sort things out. So if the lights blew, then I had to replace them. But the problem was that the lights in the junior common room were way up in the ceiling, way up. And the only way you could reach them was with a ladder. But we didn't have a step ladder. All we had was an ordinary upright ladder. So I had to get two guys to hold this ladder while I shinned up it like a monkey to try and change the bulb. And the damn thing would be shaking every which way. Health and safety today. No, wouldn't have happened.
Well, you wouldn't do. I mean, normally you don't have the school kids actually going up there to do that sort of thing anyway.
We had things to do. Yeah, we had to do all these things.
A private school that you went to, I thought you'd have butlers to do that kind of thing for you. Serfs, are they called? Yeah. Bring in the serf. My good man, change that light bulb. And bring us some more pheasant for breakfast.
It was surf. They think it was probably washing powder.
Oh, there we we go. That's a little hark back. My worst dream, I have to say, was a very real one, which I saw. Sometimes you have vivid dreams, and I've had a few of those, and they are amazing. I always hope I can fly in a vivid dream. I love that.
Right.
But then you can normally can't get off the ground properly, or you only fly for a bit. But anyway, this was the dream.
Yeah.
I was on a massive hill, and it was a tiny hill with a big tree.
You said it was a massive hill just now.
No.
Now it's a tiny hill.
No, it was a massive hill, high,
all
tiny,
right.
So very pointy hill,
right,
okay?
Right.
And then all round, it was just green grass. There wasn't really anything else. And on top of this very pointy, pointy kind of mountain kind of thing that I was on, that was covered in grass, was a massive tree, like an oak tree, massive. And I sat under it on a blanket, a picnic blanket. And I was sat next to a guy, and I turned around, and he had quite mesmerising eyes. And I looked at him, and I thought, I don't know who he was. And I turned around, and I said, I don't think I actually said anything. I looked at him like that, and then he went to me, "Be good." And then he went, and he stuck his tongue out, and it was a snake's tongue, and hissed at me. And then I woke up. Well, I woke up going, and it was just horrible.
Perhaps he was a mathematician. An adder.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You'll get more of that content at 1 o'clock. Sorry about that. It is Gaz Coombs with Walk the Walk, and you can talk the talk with Scott Ross from 1 o'clock.
Weird times, it's a fantasy. Are you read in the magazines? Mother Nature in a top hat.
For a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday. At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a quick look at the traffic and travel. There was an issue earlier around Brook Street roundabout due to a crash. Just let's have a look. That seems to have been cleared. You've got temporary traffic signals on Eagle Way at Essex Way. That is causing a little bit of a jam there. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy, and past Shenfield Station as well. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside is a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel up towards the M11, no issues. And the A12 is looking fine, which is good, because I'm probably getting that way in a while. Don't forget, you've got the speed restrictions there between the junctions. Let me have a look. I think I should know this. I've been reading it out for months. It's between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions, and that's due to the ongoing roadworks while they repair that much-needed repair to the roads. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour. Here is EMF with Crime of Passion.
Don't fight the feeling, just do it anyway. Let's knock our hearts in, we'll show them anyway. And we're home now, girl. Don't find the meaning, it's clear as clear as day.
Now I know that Alison is still doing her workout, bless her. She's always doing a workout. She's ever so fit. She's an ex-gymnast as well. So that's why she makes sure that she keeps fit. And also because being an ex-gymnast can have affected like your bones and all the rest of it. But she's always working out, bless her. So I thought I'd play this one for you, Alison, as you might be warming down now. Okay. Now, I think Scott Ross will know this one. Do you know it?
I do indeed.
What is it?
Can't remember.
I do know indeed, and then silence.
But I like it. Whatever.
You do like it.
Yeah,
it is George McRae with Rock Ya Baby. That's it, Alison. She's warming down now. She's probably doing a few stretches. Come on, Alison. That's it. One and two. She's getting ready.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
This is classic Stevie Wonder. This is Master Blaster. Thank you. listening today. Thank you to Rogue Effects, to Broken Bear. Also, thanks to Blue Scar. And thanks to Scott Ross, who's coming up next. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Scott's up next. And then in for Drive, you've got Keith. And Keith's looking after my show on Friday. Another short week for me. Do you not do any work, Michelle? Well, I try not to do that much. I'm going to end with What Living's For, Jacob Reddy. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Have a great one.
Complication bouts in my mind, and I don't have the time to think, to breathe. I'm living in a dream, and I don't know what they expect from me. I wanna live every day of my life, sing up the rooftops where I learn to fly. But I know that I don't need nothing more, just one living, one living's for. I don't need no second life. I don't need no extra time. Just both my hands are burning from this midnight oil at night. But it's that warm sensation to make sure I'm alright. I wanna live every day of my life. Sing on the rooftops where I learn to fly. But I know that I don't need nothing more. For living, what living's for. I wanna live every day of my life. Sit on the rooftops where I learn to fly. And I know that I don't need nothing more. Cause that's what living's for. What living's for. Yeah, what living's for. And I don't need nobody to say who I should be. Cause it's the days when I'm myself, that only I am free. And I can feel a love, I feel it rising through my bones. The only thing I've ever known that takes me back to home. So don't let them tell you that you are not enough. It's that individuality that sprinkles into love. And don't let them tell you that your life is just a script. Gotta rip it all to pieces, and only then you will believe.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.